This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, you are going to love this. We're going to hear today about a brilliant scheme enabling students volunteering as part of the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme to join volunteers from the Friends of Batchford working over a series of months on some of the practical tasks necessary to keep Batchford thriving, ecologically diverse and wonderful. And if you're not familiar with it, Batchford is an area to the northwest of St Albans that includes, amongst other things, some rather beautiful ancient woodland. Now, later we'll hear from two of the organisations involved, the Friends of Batchford and the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. But first, we're going to hear from the people right at the heart of this project, the students themselves. Esme Staunton Howe kindly made these recordings. Now, the recordings were made out in Batchford, so there's all the background noise and recording challenges that you would expect. So you might have to listen hard, but I think it's worth it. We'll hear first from Freddie, who decided to choose working at Batchford for his Duke of Edinburgh Scheme volunteering because he has always been interested in the environment and wants to do his bit to help.
Have you always been interested in helping the environment and being outside?
Yes, I've been watching movies about...
Yeah? Do you watch the David Attenborough stuff?
Yes.
What did you particularly enjoy about the placement?
I enjoyed the weeding.
The weeding, yeah? So do you like it when we did all the clearing all the brambles and stuff?
Yes.
So you know how the placement Friends of Batchford are leading it, so it's like Miles and Alan and Steve?
Yes.
What was it like working with them?
It was mega.
Mega. Do you feel like you learned a lot from them?
Yes.
And have you learned anything in particular from this?
Basically? I learned how to use a saw.
Yeah?
From Steve.
And what about any of the other tools? Have you used them before?
No. I haven't used any tools.
Do you think you'll volunteer with anything to do with nature conservation in the future after doing this?
I might.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, thank you very much.
Now let's hear Esme talking to Archie.
Why did you choose to volunteer with Batchford for DB?
I just like the environment and I like being outdoors. So I thought working outdoors in a forest would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, because we're looking after the environment, it'd have bonuses to that.
So. Yeah. Have you always been interested in the natural world?
I do like it and I do have interests.
And what do you particularly enjoy about the placements? What's your like favourite thing?
I just find after all the work you've done, it's really cool to see everything that you've done in that session and all the good things that you've done to help the forest.
Yeah, it's quite rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And quite satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like today with the bramble bashing, you can just see the stuff you've cleared.
Yeah.
It's just very nice to just see the open space.
Yeah.
So what's it like working with Friends of Batchford?
Well, it's good. Yeah. I think this is a really good place to work.
Have you learned anything in particular from the placement? Or is there anything you've done that you haven't done before?
Well, of the stuff that we've done.
Yeah?
Like coppicing and the brand bashing and just pulling the ivy off the trees. I've never done any of that. Learning how to do the coppicing, I think, was really good.
So we're obviously using loads of different tools. Have you used any of them before? Or?
I hadn't used axes, things like that.
So has the placement given you any inspiration for what you'd like to pursue more?
I've thought, since the placement, I've thought more about maybe volunteering other environmental groups in the local area. Doing stuff for your local community is, well, rewarding. Just feeling good. But other than that, I just enjoyed the experience.
Our thanks to Freddie and Archie for sharing their experience volunteering with the Friends of Batchford as part of their Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. So it sounds like things went well for them, but what did the Friends of Batchwood make of it? I spoke to Steve Marshall from the Friends of Batchwood, who worked with the Duke of Edinburgh Volunteers, and I started by asking him to tell us a bit about the Friends of Batchwood.
Friends of Batchwood was formed in the late 1990s, and initially it was local people seeking to restore the Batchwood Hall grounds for the use of the city and the local community. The City of St Albans had purchased that land in the 1935, but over time it had got neglected and even been used as a dump. So Friends of Batchwood were formed to restore the land, to give the community access to it, and importantly became a woodland conservation and woodland management volunteer group.
Right, so you're a practical bunch. You're not just there being advocates, you're actually getting your hands dirty, getting down to some good hard work there.
That's right. The evidence that we have of the woods through what grows there and ancient records tells us it's about 12 acres of ancient woodland. And so the volunteers that work every Friday and regularly on a Sunday do a number of works, from maintaining paths to maintaining ground cover to planting and coppicing trees. So it's a very hands-on management of the wood in partnership with everyone active and the council, who all have responsibilities for that land.
So what did you think when you heard about the idea to get Duke of Edinburgh volunteers to come and give you a hand?
We thought it was an excellent idea. Miles Soppit, that leads the Friends of Batchwood group, had been talking with us for some time about how we bring a new generation into the woods. So Miles had that initial contact with Heidi and Esme of the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. So that was the initial partnership. And then we were joined by Isabel from Sustainable St Albans. We had children that came from Verulam, from Sandringham and Beaumont schools. So it was very much a community effort, and we were very much up for making it work for everybody involved.
So what was your role? The Herts Middlesex Wildlife Trust, they did all the bits around safety and child protection. And what did the Friends of Batchwood do?
The critical thing the Friends of Batchwood were able to do was support the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust in providing the activity that the teenagers would do. So whilst the Wildlife Trust took on the responsibility for the structure of the scheme, we provided the work and the supervision of the work and some of the tools that they used.
And what kind of things did you do with the students?
The students did two or three key pieces of work for us. Probably the most visible and satisfying is that they did an extensive amount of coppicing. So they were reducing the size of the trees and then using the branches that they'd removed to create stakes and weaves. And we taught them how to then protect the new tree from the monkjack deer that are common in the wood, so that they could grow again. The benefit of that, of course, being that we opened up the canopy and then allowing the ground cover to restore itself. The second thing that they did for us was help with that ground cover. Nettles and weeds abound, particularly brambles. So they helped us clear some of the ground so the more natural species could come back. So there's some very visible things that you could see that the teenagers helped us do.
So what was it like working with the students? We've just heard Freddie saying that it was mega working with you lot. So what was it like working with them?
They were a great bunch. They were incredibly productive in all the activities I've just described. The amount they could get done in a short period of time was amazing. And the regular members of Friends of Batchwood came every week and were hugely admiring of the amount of activity that had been completed by the group. I think these were teenagers that were very happy being given a practical task to do. They seemed to really enjoy the endeavour, the teamwork, and frankly, the satisfaction of turning around at the end of a session and being able to see what they'd done. Their eyes also did light up when we gave them saws, axes, and other pieces of equipment.
So it sounds like they must have learnt lots from you. Do you feel that you learnt anything from your interaction with them?
I think what we did was rediscover the woods, because we described it and saw it through their eyes. So the questions that we got about why we did what we did and the endeavour that they put into it, I think gave us new energy for the work that we do, and absolutely emphasised the importance of having multiple generations side by side in all walks of life, but in particular in looking after the woodland.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. That really does. So how do you think that this project has helped the Friends of Batchwood, and I suppose Batchwood generally?
The clear benefit we got was a huge amount got done in a very short period of time. The productivity of the group that were doing their Duke of Edinburgh volunteering was amazing, and it's very visible. I think also it helped the profile. A lot of people use those woods at the weekends, and seeing a group of eight teenagers out with adults in high-vis gave a new profile to what we were doing. But we do hope that further down the track, those young people will share their experience, bring new people into the woods. And it was a very positive thing for us to do. And we will certainly be looking to provide opportunities for future DOV volunteering groups.
Steve, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about that.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
I was talking there to Steve Marshall from the Friends of Batchwood. So it looks like it's a win with the Duke of Edinburgh Award volunteers and a win with the Friends of Batchwood, having some youthful energy injected into their conservation work. But how about with the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, where this whole project started? In fact, where did it start? I asked Esme Staunton-Howe from the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust.
We at the Trust are always trying to think of ways to engage young people. It's a huge priority for us. And we had a similar scheme running with a group in Harpenden. So we kind of worked from there, and we had a link with Friends of Batchwood. It's really key for them to be getting new people in and new people discovering the woodland. And so when we spoke about potentially getting some students in through Duke of Edinburgh, they were really keen. So that's kind of where it started from.
Okay. And I mean, it does sound like it must have been a monumental effort for you. The amount of red tape and regulations, all that child protection stuff and health and safety, you know, these kids with axes and goodness knows what. So, you know, it must have been quite a lot of effort for you. What did you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I think really we just want to give young people the opportunity to be spending time outside, thinking about nature and their local wildlife and getting that access to outdoor space. So anything else was really a bonus, but we did really want the young people to be learning new skills and feeling confident around certain topics with nature conservation. And yeah, particularly we wanted the students to feel really competent with the tools. That's one of the more exciting parts of it, really, that they get to use all these tools, use them well. And it's a really cool thing to see the students kind of learning what each tool is and then getting more and more confident being able to use the right tool for whatever job they're doing and using it safely and efficiently. That's a really great skill to have. And you really do see as the sessions go on them becoming more confident with that, which is really lovely.
Now, you were the organisation that approached the schools to get students involved. Were the schools keen to be involved? I mean, did you have any difficulty finding student volunteers?
No. The schools were really, really keen. When we knew that we were able to offer this, I kind of just sent it out to all the schools, and we had our places filled really quickly. I think it was probably within 2 weeks.
So it sounds like it was all a success. The Friends of Batchwood were really inspired with the pace at which these young people could work and make a real difference. And the young people obviously were keen to be involved and enjoyed themselves. Do you think that the project achieved its aims? And do you think that those young people actually kind of learned anything about the outdoor environment, actually got something from just being outside, I suppose?
Yeah, I think so. We spoke a lot about why the students chose to do our placement over other ones, and they were all just really keen to be outside. It was nice that they could get that opportunity, and I think they all really enjoyed it. All the sessions were really positive. None of them had done this kind of practical work before, so they were all really excited to learn how to do it and do it well, which they did. They were all such hard workers. And it's lovely because there's lots of elements to it. The kids are obviously outside and they're using the tools, but they're also learning about different habitats and different ways to manage spaces. And they also were able to get a couple of AQA awards. So they got their Safe Use of Hand Tools Award and their Management of a Woodland for Nature Conservation Award. So there are the nice little bonuses to them, and again, making them think about what they're doing and why, which is really important.
So looking forward, will you be running the scheme for another year?
We hope to, yeah. Definitely with Friends of Batchford, they're really keen to do it again from October, just 6 months, once a month. So yeah, we really hope to, and really we'd love to find other opportunities across Herts and Middlesex to do this.
So I suppose for a start, if we know anybody who's doing Duke of Edinburgh and might be interested in this, is there any way that they can sign up, or how would they go about that?
So really we're keen for all different types of people to volunteer. So it wouldn't even necessarily be Dear Viers. It can be anyone wanting to volunteer with us, really. If they want to get in contact, the best way is just to go to our webpage, as always. But yeah, we're definitely building up to provide more for young people to get involved.
And how about if we're from an organisation that's carrying out, I suppose, practical physical tasks, but perhaps also, I don't know, research type things or whatever as well. Is there any way that you'd be able to help find volunteers for, you know, sort of that sort of thing?
Yeah, we're really keen to know about different local organisations, actually, and we have started promoting them on our webpage. So again, yeah, if they can go onto our Wilder Communities page, that would be the best spot, and we can list them on our site. And then anyone that's looking for different opportunities can go on there and see what's local to them, because we are keen to get everyone doing something for wildlife. And that is a great way. Volunteering local to you is a great way to do that.
Oh, it certainly is. Esme, thank you so much for telling us about that.
No worries.
I was talking there to Esme Staunton-Howe from the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. Now, I think that this is a fabulous scheme with so many big wins for all involved. And as Esme says, do go to the Wilder Communities page of heartswildlifetrust.org.uk or email wildersupport@hmwt.org to find wildlife volunteering roles for Duke of Edinburgh or otherwise, or to ask for volunteers. And I'll pop those details with the notes that you'll find with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And just to say, the bluebells over at Batchford are really beautiful just now, in part thanks to the efforts of the Friends of Batchford and their volunteers. I'll be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.